This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Springs remains vital to the military's space efforts. That's what business leaders told reporters this week at the annual space symposium at the Broadmoor. CPR's Dan Boyce was there.
It's the first symposium since President Trump announced the move of U.S. Space Command out of the state to Huntsville, Alabama. As retired four-star General John Hyten says,
"It is the elephant in the room."
He spoke on a panel with local defense contractors. The Space Command move is a loss for the Springs, he says, but by design, a command like that is small staff-wise, about 1,500 people. The wider Space Force, though, about half of its total strength remains in Colorado and will likely stay. That's more than 5,000 people. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The farmer who helped bring Olathe sweet corn to the world decades ago is scaling back his growing operations. John Harold says his family-run company, Tuxedo Corn, won't be supplying Kroger stores this summer due to intense pressures on farmers, including drought and pests.
It's a decision we made, we think, with a good bit of thought, a lot of argument, a lot of letter writing that we never sent, but I'm comfortable with it, my wife's comfortable with it, my two sons are, and that's good enough for me.
Harold says Tuxedo Corn will focus on direct-to-consumer sales, selling in parking lots across the region and by online pre-order. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.